Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
So we have to remember how all of this started. We are in the middle of John chapter 6, and it simply began with Jesus saw the people. He had pity on them because they traveled long with him and didn't have enough food. And so he fed them with the loaves and the fish. This is where the whole story begins. Well, then the people go looking for him in today's gospel, and he says, look, you're following me because I gave you a free meal. But if you knew who you were talking to, you'd know I've got something more than that to give to you. Well, what is it, of course, that Jesus is speaking of? Now, the temptation that I have is to jump all the way to the Eucharist, because as we continue in John 6, Jesus is going to say, I'm going to give you my body to eat and my blood to drink. But he hasn't gotten there yet. He simply identifies himself as the bread who's come down from heaven, and that if we follow him, we will hunger and thirst no more. That's how far we've gotten so far. And it really is important for us to pause for a moment here before we jump to the reality of the Eucharist and ask the question, what is Jesus revealing to them? Now, I'm kind of looking, and it seems to me there may be a few people in church today who remember the Baltimore Catechism. Okay, you remember the Baltimore Catechism. The Baltimore Catechism used to have this very simple approach of asking a question and then giving you a very simple, straightforward answer to that question. And when we ask the question, why were we created? The Baltimore Catechism gives us a very simple answer. We were created to know, love, and serve God in this life, and to be with him forever in the next. Yeah, some of you are going, I remember that. The nuns would be happy to know you remember your catechism. But if we were created, if the very reason why we exist is to know and love and serve God, then if I'm not doing that, there would have to be something missing from my life. There would have to be some emptiness, some searching that I would have to do if I was not knowing and loving and serving God. And this, of course, in the language of the Bible, is communicated as hunger or thirst. So there are many scripture passages, even in the Old Testament, taste and see that the Lord is good. My soul thirsts for the living God, like a dry, weary land without water. This need that we have to know and love and serve God, it is for us a hunger. And Jesus is trying to reveal today to the people that hunger will consume you even more than your hunger for bread. Because if you don't have that piece of your life filled with God, then you've missed the very reason why you're here. You could eat all the finest dishes in the finest restaurants, and it wouldn't matter if you miss Jesus. And so he's trying to communicate to the people, look, I know you need food to live, but I'm telling you there's something you need even more, because it gives you eternal life. And what you need, surprise, it's me. It's Jesus. I am the bread that comes down from heaven. I'm the one that fills that emptiness within you. Well, they didn't know what to make of that. Who does this guy think he is? They even say, well, what sign can you give to us to show us that this stuff you're teaching us is real? And he says, I can fill and satisfy that hunger that burns within you that you can't find anywhere but in God. Only the Holy Spirit can fill that part of your life that is just aching with hunger to be satisfied. I don't think I have to work very hard to convince you of this. One, you're here because you want to know and love and serve God. But secondly, look at our world. Why do people drink too much? Why do people turn to drugs? Why do we have all of these things to try to satisfy and fill our lives that we know ultimately will not? Because people haven't yet found the one thing that will, and that is Jesus. And so, even though ultimately Jesus is going to say, the best place to find me is in the Eucharist, he's simply establishing today, I am what you've been looking for. I am the one that will give meaning to your life. All of those things you long for and ache for and think your life will be incomplete without pale in comparison to your need for Jesus Christ. And he makes that clear today. I am the bread that comes down from heaven. I will satisfy you in a way nothing else can. Without me, you are going to spiritually die of hunger. But with me, you will know life. And as he speaks this way, the people say, well, then give us this bread always. And he says, yeah, but you're going to have the difficulty of recognizing that I'm the one who's come down from heaven, that I'm the one that you've been looking for and waiting for. And so today, Jesus speaks to us, and he knows that every single one of us suffer the same hunger that people did 2,000 years ago. There is a need in me to be known by God, to be united to God, to know who God is, and to have our love be in a relationship that gives me life. I have that need, as do you. And we are here so that Jesus can fill that hunger in us. You've come to the right place. You are right here where Jesus needs you to be so that he can say, let me show you how I can fill your life and give it meaning and help you to find light where everything around you is dark. I don't know about you, but as I turn on the news, as I go online, I find a lot of darkness. And Jesus today assures us he is the one that we're looking for. The reason why there's so much turmoil, where there's so little peace in the world, is because people are looking for Jesus. And so we also have to help people to find him. We're here right now. We're going to receive his body and blood. But there are so many dying of hunger. And we are called to say, I have found the one thing that satisfies. I have found the one place where I can find peace and meaning in my life. The very thing I was created for, I can become because of Jesus. And we are called to take that message to a hungry and starving world.